One of the greatest Christmas songs ever recorded. It's Darlene Love, and she appeared on David Letterman's Christmas show. It was the final show before his Christmas break. Every year, he would close the show. Paul Schaefer and the band would play that song with Darlene Love, and it was always great. A Christmas tradition in my house, I can tell you that, every year. And part of that show every year, the final show before the Christmas break for David Letterman, was actor-comedian Jay Thomas. Jay Thomas, oh, by the way, it's Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. Friday morning, Fly Jams Friday coming up later on. We got You Big Dummy and Straight Out of Context also. So 312-981-7200 for your Fly Jam requests. So Jay Thomas would appear on this David Letterman Christmas show every year, and he would regale everybody with one of the greatest stories ever told on talk show, and it was, in fact, David Letterman's favorite story of all time. I'll tell you a little bit about Jay Thomas, who passed away. He was only 69 years old. Murphy Brown, Cheers. He won a couple of Emmys. Big, terrific, talented, great character actor, really, really funny guy, and an amazing storyteller. And when I get to that, the story, the classic story, in a minute here. But I wanted to tell everybody, you know, we lost a giant last week, and one of my heroes, one of my favorite people that's ever walked the face of the earth, Jerry Lewis, passed away last weekend. He was 91 years old. He lived a wonderful, full life and had many, many ailments that could have killed him 15, 20 times during the course of his life. He lived to be 91. The impact that this guy made on my life was massive. From childhood on, he was one of my heroes. When I was a little kid, nobody made me laugh harder than Jerry Lewis. Nobody. And as I grew older, I began to appreciate just what an enormous talent this guy was, especially as a filmmaker. I think he's one of the most underrated filmmakers of all time, unless you talk about him in Europe. He's one of the greatest directors that ever lived. He was one of the most innovative filmmakers ever. He wrote a book called The Total Filmmaker, which is considered one of the best books ever written about making movies. He invented the video assist that is now used on every movie set everywhere. He invented that. In addition to being an incredible humanitarian, he was an unbelievable live performer. He was a comedic genius. He could sing, he could dance, he could do it all. He was a remarkable talent. He was also a bit of a bastard, as we all know. Held opinions that were not very popular, including that women weren't funny. But I found everything the guy did to be fascinating, whether it was not a good thing or whether it was a great thing. He was an amazing guy. TCM is doing a tribute to him on, of course, Labor Day, which is completely appropriate. And this is the schedule for TCM, Turner Classic Movies, who has paid tribute to Lewis on their website. They have a great biography of him on the website, and they're going to be doing the film tribute on Labor Day. September 4th is Labor Day. And here's the schedule, and it's going to be an all night schedule. It's going to be an all night fest of Jerry Lewis. 7 o'clock on September 4th, they will show the one, the only, The Nutty Professor, his masterpiece. At 9 o'clock, they will show The King of Comedy, Martin Scorsese's amazing film where Jerry Lewis gives one of the best performances of his career. At 11 p.m., they will show The Stooge, which is a remarkable movie. At 1 a.m., his directorial debut. He shot it over a weekend in Florida, The Bellboy, and it's gone down in history as one of the greatest comedies ever made. And that's at 1 a.m. And then at 2:30 a.m., they close it all up with The Disorderly Orderly, which is an absolutely hysterical movie. So that's your lineup for Jerry Lewis, tribute to Jerry Lewis, apropos on Labor Day. And I would imagine that other cable channels are also going to do tributes to Lewis, especially on Labor Day weekend. Which was, of course, the weekend where everybody watched Jerry on the MDA telethon for many years. So 7 o'clock, The Nutty Professor, 9 o'clock, The King of Comedy, 11 o'clock, The Stooge, at 1 a.m., The Bellboy, and at 2:30 a.m., Disorderly Orderly. And for more information, you can check out TCM.com. TCM.com has all the information of the Jerry Lewis thing. So that's going to be great. I just wanted to mention that because, you know, it was inevitable that TCM had to do a salute,
sure,
a tribute to him. I mean, they could do, as far as I'm concerned, they could do a whole month Let's say I think you know, they could do an entire month of Jerry Lewis movies, and I'd be fine with that. So, but that's pretty. And they chose some good ones too. And again, for those of you who you know, are wondering, some of the other ones that you need to see. I mean, obviously, Nutty Professor is widely considered to be his masterpiece, and it is my favorite Jerry Lewis movie. Because it's the funniest, in my opinion, is The Patsy. If you've never seen The Patsy is a spectacularly funny movie where almost every joke is just has you in stitches. The Patsy is an amazing movie. The Ladies' Man is an amazing movie. And that was the movie where he had to invent a camera for the biggest set that was ever constructed on Paramount lot, and he designed the set. God, he was a genius. The Errand Boy, which features the fantastic pantomime that he does to Count Basie, where he's in a boardroom pretending to be the boss, and he's miming and pantomiming along to that song. It's one of the greatest moments ever. Who's Minding the Store contains the typewriter bit that he used to do, where he would pantomime the typewriter stuff. That's in Who's Minding the Store. And, of course, the Martin Lewis movies, my two favorite are Hollywood or Bust and Artist and Models. Those are my two favorite Martin Lewis movies. So I hopefully other channels will show some of the Lewis and Martin Lewis movies as well. But that's TCM, so go to TCM. So now we lose another really entertaining guy, 69 years old. Jay Thomas was a good-natured comic actor. He starred in Murphy Brown in Cheers. Don Buchwald, his longtime agent and friend, reported his death after a battle with cancer. He reported it to the Daily News in New York. His publicist, Tom Esty, would not divulge when or where Thomas died. Thomas played the obnoxious TV host Jerry Gold on CBS's Murphy Brown. After a stint, he played Rhea Perlman's husband, Eddie LeBlanc, a French-Canadian goalie with the Boston Bruins. He was so great on that show. It was fantastic. I don't know if you guys remember this, but that character got killed by a Zamboni. I don't know if you remember.
I remember that one. Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
He was wild in that. He
was great. And he was just great all over the place. Now,
Mork and Mindy, too.
He was Mork and Mindy. He was on. Yeah. He was just recently on Ray Donovan, the show with Liev Schreiber. He had a stint on that as well. And then... So then he got sick and couldn't do it anymore.
Oh,
but he was just a great guy, a very, very funny guy, a great actor. But one of the things that he did that I always treasured, as I mentioned before, every year David Letterman would do his final show before the Christmas break. You'd have Darlene Love on to perform that fantastic song that we heard. And Jay Thomas would come on every year. They would do the quarterback challenge, which was there's a giant Christmas tree with a big meatball on top of it. And he and Dave would throw footballs at the meatball to try to dislodge the meatball from top of the Christmas tree. And it became a tradition on Letterman's show. And every year, Letterman made Jay Thomas tell this story. This is from 2009, Jay Thomas telling the legendary Lone Ranger story. Here we go.
You being here for the holidays and the quarterback challenge, the story about you working for a small radio station in a southern town.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And I had told this story only privately.
It's the best story I've ever heard.
And it was Christmas about 10 or 12 years ago, and I come out with my little story planned, and you said, give me a gift. And I said, what is it? Tell me this story about you mm-hmm. and the Lone Ranger. And,
right.
and I had never told it publicly, so I worked... for a small radio station, it was actually big in the area, Big Ways, it was called, W-A-Y-S, and we would open the car dealerships. And back then, I was one of the few white guys with an afro. I had the big, giant afro. And we would open the car dealership. And so a guy named Pickle Moore, we have a picture, by the way, of Pickle Moore with the Lone Ranger. This picture's never been shown before. That's Pickle, that's the Lone Ranger, and that's the car dealership. That's a used Dodge truck.
There's the Lone Ranger. Clearly, a sense of humor.
Right. Right, that's Pickle Moore.
Uh-huh.
His daughter sent that to us, so I want to thank her. I know her name is Sweet Relish. I don't know what her last name is. So I go to the thing, and I'm talking and doing the remote and come down and get an oil change and buy a truck and the whole thing, and the Lone Ranger is there, and the kids are coming, and he's got the guns and everything else. My friend Mike Martin, who's in the record industry, he comes to visit me, and he's got the long, long hair and the big stacked heels and the tight jeans like a Bay City roller. And so he gets me, and we go out to the dumpster, and we begin to get herbed up. We become medicinally enhanced as the performance.
We only hear that phrase herbed up once a year.
Once a year.
Once a year. We all look forward to herbed up.
Herbed up once a year.
That's a lovely tradition.
That's right. So So as I keep going back and forth, we're, you know, we're more and more herbal. So so we do it. We're there for hours, and it's time to leave, and no one comes to get Clayton Moore, the Lone Ranger, and to take him back to the Red Carpet Inn on Moorhead Avenue. So we wait a while, and no one comes. The sales manager was drunk. I don't know what happened. Pickle Moore had left. I don't know what was going on. So I said, well, why don't... we'll take you back.
And Lone Ranger all dressed up just as in the photo.
Just with the guns and the whole thing,
yeah,
and the
mask.
Never takes it off.
Yeah.
Never relaxes.
Right.
You know, nothing. So I have a 10-year-old Volvo, okay? And it's all beat up. And there's like, you know, fast food crap in the back of it and everything else. And we put the Lone Ranger in. And Mike and I get in there. And all we're thinking is we can't act stoned. So we... And my hair is so big, and he's got so much hair, he can't see out of the front window because it's like Starsky and Hutch are in the front with it. And we are looking straight ahead, and we are so nervous, and we get in this traffic. It's not moving. No one is saying a word. It's dead silent in my Volvo. And this middle-aged guy in a Buick in the front of us doesn't like the traffic. He decides to back up, crashes into my car. I hear my headlight break.
Oh.
And I we look around, you know, and he drives away, and there's that pause that stone people have before they react. And so we decide to chase the guy in my Volvo. A Volvo has five cylinders, right? So I get out of traffic, and we're chasing the Buick. We can't, and the Lone Ranger is in the back, completely stoic. I swear to God. So we catch up to the guy. We can see him, you know. He's a middle-aged guy. We pull in front of him, right in front of Anderson Seafood Restaurant. I swear to God, okay. It's all there. And Mike and I jump out, and he says, what are you guys doing? I said, you backed into my car, and you broke my headlight. He says, I did not. I said, yes, you did. He says, well, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to call the cops. He says, oh, really? Well, who do you think they're going to believe? You two hippie freaks are me. And the Lone Ranger gets out of the back of my car. I swear to God, he goes like this, they'll believe me, citizen. I swear to God. Thank you.
That's so good. Oh, man.
That's the best. That's just the best. That's the best. That was my... That's the best. One of the best stories ever of all time. And it was a Christmas tradition in my place, man. It wasn't Christmas until Jay Thomas threw the football, told the Lone Ranger story, and Darlene Love sang the song. So a great, very funny man. Died at 69 years old. Rest in peace, Jay Thomas. Okay, we got to take a break. We come back. We're going to talk about the top TV shows for the past 50 years each year, starting in 67. Maybe you guys want to guess at what you think some of the TV shows were, the biggest TV shows of that year.